Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today we're joined by one of our beautiful librarians at the university, Ms. Geeta Sridharan. Hi, welcome. Hi. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. So I understand that you are a librarian at Life University and also an associate professor.
Yes.
When did you start working at Life University?
In 2006.
Okay. And did you go straight into librarian or associate professorship, or when did that shift happen?
I was hired as faculty at the instructor level. Mm-hmm. And then I stepped, I took small steps and got there.
That's beautiful. And what are you teaching right now?
Actually, I don't teach because I am a reference librarian. I'm not a teaching librarian.
Okay.
There is another librarian who's called instruction librarian. She does the teaching. I'm mostly at the library. I am teaching, but for the students who walk in there.
That's amazing. Still guidance, because I know that going into a library, if you've never been before, it could be intimidating, but to have someone to guide you through all the different sections at the library and whatever it is that you're looking for, then you're the person to go to.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So 2016.
Six.
2006. So it's quite some time.
Yes.
So talk to me, what has kept you at Life University for this long?
I proudly say that life gave me life.
That's beautiful.
When I first started here, it was a little intimidating because I started really late after graduating. But thanks to all the directors who were there at the time, who promoted and encouraged me, and also the administrators, I stepped into the committee services, and that's how I got to know how I can put a process in place for library faculty to get promotion. So I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was baby steps, but it's still in progress.
Of course.
So it has gone through a lot of changes. So
that's beautiful. And you're driving a lot of those changes.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I participate in the committees, and we keep making changes to that. And I'm glad to know that those changes are working, and because I went through the process twice.
Exactly. Yes. so you're putting in the work.
Yes.
You're getting the process and the steps. You're going through those steps by yourself and also seeing the results.
Yes.
How beautiful. Full circle for you.
Thank you. And I hope future librarians will take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned that you got involved with community. I know that you were one of the pillars at the university in terms of community involvement with the senior program at Life University, as well as Safe Space. Talk to me about those.
When I say community service, there were already other people who were doing all those things.
Yeah.
Dr. Stephanie Sullivan runs, or she's in charge of the senior program here. So I kind of talked to her about it, and then saw my opportunity to apply for a funding that is available for librarians. And it worked out great. And she really helped me to facilitate all of that. And I really am thankful for the administrators, because even though I apply for the funding, the funding is given to the institution.
Yeah.
So I have to work with everybody. So that gave me opportunity to know about how those things work and all the people on campus that I have to work with. It was challenging but fun.
Yes. And what about, what is Safe Space for those who are listening in and don't really know?
Safe Space is an initiative that was created at Life to promote LGBTIQ issues. And the funding was to promote educational resources for that purpose. And thanks to Ms. Rebecca Koch, who's the director of service initiatives here. And she's always the cheerful person who encourages everything. So we did that together on that project. And we brought in experts from the National Library of Network.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us on the resources that are available for those people that need to know health information related to LGBTIQ community and mm-hmm. also a lot of other organizations. So we actually have a LibGuide created for that.
Wow.
So we have a lot of information in the library.
Wow. That is so important to know. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful to also hold that space for people to come as they are.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And also whoever goes through the training gets one of these, and we can put it on our door so people feel comfortable enough to come and talk to us.
This is beautiful. And for those who are just listening in, and she's just handed me a beautiful logo that says, I am an ally. This is a safe space. I am here to listen. That already speaks volumes. It's very simple, but it speaks volumes to just invite the community at the university to just feel safe.
Yes.
Amongst someone that has gone through a training. Oh, mm-hmm. talk to me a little bit about the training itself.
I am not involved in the training.
Mm-hmm.
Safe Space is another group.
Gotcha.
That they do the training.
Gotcha.
And they have an email. You can email them and find out all about that.
That's awesome.
I don't know how often they do the training.
Okay. Okay. I love it. I love it. So we should probably then work on to getting someone from Safe Space here. I love that. And I do want to talk to you about the National Institutes of Health.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to me about your involvement. Talk to me about how it has been impacting the Library of Life University and its involvement.
Yes. When I said I step outside of the library community,
mm-hmm.
Outside of the campus,
mm-hmm.
I was participating in outside communities. I'm in outside library meetings. It was Atlanta Area Health Science Library Consortium.
Yeah.
Now it grew, and now it's part of the Georgia Library Consortium.
Yeah.
So when I go to the meetings, it happens in different locations. So I got to know the other libraries, how they operate, and the librarians. And that's how I found out about the funding opportunity from the national level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I attempted, and I'm proud of that.
Very proud of that. Absolutely. Congratulations, ma'am. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And we talked a little bit about it before we started recording, but can you talk about banned books? What does it mean? And talk to me a little bit about that specific statement, I guess.
Banned books is a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people come up with reasons to ban a lot of books based on their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's restricting knowledge.
Mm.
So it's very important that we provide all the knowledge to our constituents so they can decide what to use and what not to use.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a statement put out by the by the director of the ALA office
mm-hmm.
of our intellectual freedom.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "This is a dangerous time for readers and the public servants who provide access to reading materials. Readers, particularly students, are losing access to critical information, and librarians and teachers are under attack for doing their jobs."
Wow.
Librarians are just doing their job by providing the information.
Right.
We cannot be biased, and we cannot restrict information based on our personal views.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to provide information to the information seekers and then mm-hmm. let them decide based on whatever they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was, and so it is very important, and that's why it was done.
Yeah, I love that, and I stand by what you're saying and by what that person is saying itself, because even myself in practice, I provide my patients with all the information that I can for them to make educated decisions.
Yes.
Right? So it's really important, of course, to keep our constituents and our community open to the information, the research-based information, and the things that have been promoted and said throughout the years, because I think that we're a beautiful community that evolves, right?
Yes.
And part of our evolution is to understand our past and where
yes.
we come from.
Yes.
Exactly. So it's beautiful that you stand by that. It's beautiful that you're also like pushing the university to stand by it as well, to an extent, and keeping our
learning
people.
From the past is very important yes. because there could have been failures, there could have been mm-hmm. success. So we can learn from all of that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love that. I love that. What's your next steps for Life University, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Just threw you a curveball now, didn't I? Well, besides you shining bright and just keeping so involved with the community, I love that the work that you do. I love that you're there for the students. I'm so proud to always see and hear the students just kind of go into the library, do the work, come out and feel more enlightened and,
yes.
and know that they know what they're doing.
Yes.
Because your guidance is definitely a pillar in the overall students' experience. So
yes.
thank you for doing that. I appreciate
thank
you so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for carving a little bit of your busy schedule with us. I hope to see you very soon. I know the students are about to be flooding the library with midterms and in just a few yes. weeks, finals.
Yeah, we have ups and downs up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We actually know when they will come.
That's awesome.
We get prepared.
So you get prepared.
Yes.
What's it called? Sleeves back and
yes.
ready to work.
Yes.
Well, good luck this week with midterms around the corner and finals coming up in a very short time, because remember that we are a quarter institution.
Yes.
So good luck with everything that you do.
Thank
you for being here
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Absolutely. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day, guys. We'll see you in the next episode of Living Life at Life U.